Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Someone is going to have a birthday.
I don't want to announce when my birthday
month.
Is. I don't want to announce
when
my
birthday
is. Yeah,
we should tell people it's October 13th.
And my address is 452 Rosemary Lane. Rosebud Lane.
I was going to say it's Rosebud. God, I'd love to live on a Rosebud Lane just for the irony of it. Wouldn't that be great?
In Lube City, California.
Slick Town.
90069.
Which is actually
That is the zip code of West Hollywood.
They had to do that on purpose, right?
I don't think so. I don't think they decided. 69 is not just a gay position. You know that, right?
No, it's like any sex position.
Right.
Yeah.
If it was like 900 butt fuck.
I just don't know if straight people do. You know, because it's easier to suck a dick when you're upside down, actually.
It's much easier.
It goes down your throat. Is it easier to eat woman's vagina upside down?
I think. When do we introduce ourselves?
Welcome to 98 Gays.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters. There were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing. Every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifests our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada woo dee dee da.
Do the twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
But in response to what you said,
I'm Maddie,
though,
and this
I think
is Poodle.
It's like eating an ass. You just have to get your head kind of in a place that's between the legs. Although it might be easier.
But an asshole's just like one, you know, I know nothing about women's bodies.
It might be easier if a guy can just take his hands and just like chew on the, chaw on the box, as it were.
I don't know.
Gnaw on it.
I've never been there.
I don't think it's gnawing, really. More like licking, giving a tongue bath.
There is.
People are really uncomfortable.
There's a lot of women right now that are going like, wow, thank God these guys are gay.
Because like,
they give horrible heads.
I've never heard cunnilingus talked about so unsexily.
But I am interested if, you know, it really is, ladies. If you're a lesbian out there and you've never gone down on some D, it is much easier to suck a penis upside down.
I don't know.
It just goes down your throat.
I kind of prefer the right side up. I kind of prefer the right side up because that way it's like the joystick's right there in front of me. I can play my own little game of Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, you can. Uh-huh. Yeah, if you want to beat yourself in the face with
whack-a-mole it. Whack-a-mole however I want.
Whack-a-poodle.
Because
and usually, too, when you're 69 and they make me be on the bottom, so they're just shoving their dick down my throat.
I know.
And I'm like, help, I need air.
Shut up, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have
I can't breathe, Marlon.
You don't have a lot of control. I'm the total definition of a bossy bottom. I know that's shocking.
She said it. She said
it. You know what, though? I know how to put on a show. It's like the greatest fucking showman down there.
Boy, I hope somebody got 90-day gate for this and their auto mechanic just heard this conversation. Boltzmann.
You know what? This is me.
Miss Clarice.
This is me.
Miss Clarice is freaky dicky.
This is me. I am putting on a show. I'm very good at what I do.
You are. You are. I hope you remember. It's been so long. You're not even going to have a birthday fucking this year, probably.
You know what? I am currently betting someone. We're checking in with each other every day.
I wonder if y'all know how to get a rapid COVID test so Poodle can fuck people, come at us.
We need like a pregnancy test for COVID.
We do.
I need to
take it at Jake's store. You know what? You know what? You have that little, when you open your door, you have that little peephole.
Yeah.
That the peephole, yeah. It's like a little square. You could use that, give them the COVID test, and then they could put back the thing, like a little passway. And if they clear, then you open the door.
And I'm like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I don't know. They need to come up with a rapid COVID test. You are right.
They do.
This is way too long of an intro. Yo, this is 90 Day Gays. I'm Jake, a.k.a. Poodle. Who are you?
And I'm Matt, Matt Marr, a.k.a.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
I really feel like when they would put the thing through the peephole, their test, and then when they brought, and if they were able to come in your house, your big door would open and we would hear.
Time goes by so slowly, time goes by.
I gotta dance.
One of the best intros to a song ever.
We do not own the rights to this song, ladies and gentlemen.
Do not. If you have not heard Hung Up, you should.
If you haven't heard that song, I need to come to your door and punch you in the face. We can't listen
to too
much
of
it. I'm going to get
over. Then we're going to drop our mics and just start dancing.
Every little thing that you say
I just got like 2 years ago. It's ABBA.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you didn't know that?
I didn't get it when it came out.
Give Me Your Love After Midnight.
Yeah.
Man After Midnight, sorry.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't know what they sampled?
I didn't realize it was a gay. It was literally, when you talk about a hat on top of a hat, this was like a bottom on top of a bottom. It was that gay.
Well, I mean, not all ABBA is gay, but a lot of it is.
No response.
The first guy I quote unquote dated, not just fucked. Uh-huh. Had ABBA gold, and he was like,
"I had that."
He's like, "You're not into ABBA." This was like 90s.
Yeah,
like,
I had that. I bought it when it came out.
Yeah, and I was like, "I don't know," and I've never heard of them. I'd never heard of them before.
I think
I'd heard like "Mamma Mia," but I'd never and "Dancing Queen."
I don't know how I heard of them, but I had.
But I was like, "He's like, oh my god, it's like the best pop music ever," and I got into ABBA through him.
Oh.
As he was pummeling me, hearing the song, the signs of the refrains of "There was something in the air
that night, the stars were bright for Nando." I can only think of Cher singing it now. Although Cher's was a much lower key.
There was something in the air that night, the stars were bright for Nando.
You know what? I feel like we just laid all of our gay cards on the table first 6 minutes.
I did wind up seeing that movie. I know I did not see it with you, and I know that you loved it. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's Mamma Mia 2?
Yeah.
Mamma Mia 2 is, like, I don't think any
movie. No reason for being.
It's worse than Troll 2.
No, Troll 2 is amazing.
Because it's so
but it's that's so bad.
So bad, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia 2, I'm saying it's just so bad.
What about Sex and the City 2?
Mamma Mia is better.
You know what? I think you're right.
Because at least it has Cher. At least it has Cher singing
Speaking
for
of gay.
Nancy. Y'all, it wasn't good, but I have to say, when Cher walked out singing Fernando, I gasped. Because she looked amazing. She sounded amazing. And if you don't have the Cher album of her singing ABBA, then I can't talk to you.
I don't have her.
Why didn't you see that movie with me?
You know what? You guys went somewhere, and I could not go because I had something. And it took us... you went.
Oh, it was like we had to see it. So many schedules.
I had to postpone once. You're like, no, I have to see it with you. And then you're like, no, I finally can't do it because I had to postpone so many times because I was busy doing a show or something.
Y'all,
when it's not COVID time, my schedule's kind of crazy. So it's kind of amazing how much I can. The podcast has made things a little regular.
You
for
too.
Me. It's like Metamucil.
Y'all, I just said that. And Poodle kind of agreed. We kind of only
agree.
Feel like normal. We only feel a little bit like every time we do this podcast is when we feel a little normal.
It feels very normal to be doing this with you.
We're still going through. It's weird for everyone. It's really weird for people out in California right now because we're dealing with inside fires. It looks gross outside. The sun is not.
It's humid and we never have humidity.
It's humid. We can't go outside.
Yeah.
And I know
bad for us Californians, y'all.
I just meant to say that, we're going, it's just a weird, so it just feels nice to be here.
What show are we talking about tonight?
Hey, Stace.
Hey, Darce.
Let's talk about,
y'all.
Let's talk about your wedding dress.
All right,
Wow.
They have continued to become cartoons of themselves.
I loved this episode. This was a good episode.
I agree.
I'm here for the show.
I think they've kind of figured out how to find they're better at finding the comedy and in the drama than because when it's just drama, it doesn't work for either of them.
And also, yes. And this episode, I think we're going to see more of, there's been a lot of like Darcy doing things and Stacey doing things,
right.
But not
it's
a lot of Darcy
more
and Stacey together.
When they're together, just like, being passive aggressive with one another, just taking pot shots.
Because we had a couple episodes where they weren't even together really at all.
As I said, and people have brought attention to it, when one says something the other doesn't like, they make sharp fraggle like movements.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot to post it. I will post actually that Instagram little video of Poodle doing Florian. I got to do that.
I have to throw my body. It's almost like a full body seizure.
It is. It is.
When I do it.
It is.
What I go for y'all? What I go through?
First of all, let's talk about Darcy wakes up in bed.
Laying in bed.
With Georgie.
She's just taking a trip on the Dick Riviera, y'all.
Yeah, he has some nice.
Come and take a spin on the Dick Riviera. Let him stick it in on the Dick Riviera. You'll find yourself in any port. You'll find yourself gonna be corked. You're corked. Not an exact rhyme, but that kind of bothers
me. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Y'all, we call it the Dick Riviera because basically kind of that Croatia,
Bulgaria,
Albania. It's all a dick paradise.
Yeah, Djokovic is kind of an asshole and hits lines, people, but he's got a nice dick, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, y'all. I would
love a Djokovic.
It's all fat, uncut dick for everybody.
Even a skinny tennis player.
Uh-huh.
But she wakes up with Georgie.
She's got that freshly fucked feeling.
He's got nice big nipples, so you know I'm into it. Oh, they're so hot.
He has a weird hairless chest, though.
Oh, well, he's model, so he has
to. So he shaves it?
Yeah.
Darcy's like, maybe I'm starting to fall in love.
I'm like,
slow your fucking roll.
This is the second date. Although, y'all, we know why she's starting to fall in love because That girl Dickmatized.
She a dick pig.
She got that big, big dick. Gonna ride that dick.
Down the ride that dick.
Ride that Russian.
Down the dick Riviera.
What was it that it was? Dick, 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 dick,
dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick,
dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick. What's a Bulgarian song? I don't know Bulgarian dick.
You know, I don't know any Bulgarian tunes.
Y'all, his dick is huge.
It's a, and she even says, can't walk away from that.
Can't walk away from that. So she says, she's like, guess this is what you're supposed to feel like when you're in love.
And
it's like, you're hungry.
And he's like, yes, I want eggs, bacon. This is, you remember, you guys, my Georgie voice is the guy who said, I must break you to Rocky in Rocky III. It's like, I like eggs, bacon, and coffee.
That's a lot of meat. A lot of meat.
Like your meat.
You gave me
a lot of meat
last night.
She's basically doing Lisa Lampanelli at this point. She's just making dick jokes.
It's true.
In that bed.
Split me open. You're like a Bulgarian god. Like redwood. Like a big axe. But it was a dick.
And he
piece of wood.
He says, we like to have lots of sex. We have Bulgarian men. We're in everything. We have lots of testosterone.
And Darcy solidifies herself as a dick pig because, as she says, she literally lifts up the covers and is like, can't walk away from that. And you hear the Benny Hill theme.
So raise your hand if you haven't done that. Y'all, no one is raising their hands in this room.
And if you haven't done it.
No one is raising their hands.
Nope. I'm keeping both by my side.
You know why? Because if you're with the guy who has a big dick and you raise up those covers and you just go, wow, they enjoy it. I've done that often.
I have woken up and purposely said, you know, we're going to stay in bed for a while. We might not leave. If I let you stay the night, that's a big deal.
I usually, sometime if I get him drunk enough, I just bring in my bucket of plaster so I can make my own dildo with it. Kind of this freaked a couple of guys out before, but I'm like, it won't hurt. Just
you're
put
like,
this bucket
I'm gonna,
on
I'm
your
I'm going to do this while you're asleep. You won't even know.
Yeah, I'm just going to suck you until right before you orgasm, and then I'm going to put this bucket on you.
That sounds strangely rapey. So let's move on from that.
All right.
So she's, y'all, Darcy's doing everything. She's breaking every rule in the book for new relationships.
Every rule.
She's like, you're really real. That makes a guy's dick wilt so fast. Not that all men are afraid of commitment, you guys. It's just that the first time you have sex, maybe not go all gouche.
Which, I guess they didn't have sex in Miami, so, because she acted like it was new dick.
This is their first time.
Because really, think about it. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Take a breath. What is there a better feeling than finding new big dick?
Maybe dick that you come home to. Maybe old dick that you come home to.
Okay.
New big dick is different because you're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Oh, okay.
You're just thinking, because old big dick, you know how you're going to do your escape plan when you can leave. New big dick, you have to, you're thinking, as soon as you get off, as soon as your orgasm happens, you're like, how can I get this motherfucker out of my house? How long do we have to talk?
But still, think about though, when you maybe seen a dick pic, you maybe don't know, you're making out with them, and then they take out their pants, and your jaw drops.
Oh, and then.
That's the feeling I'm talking about.
And then you kind of, in your head, you immediately go through your whole future with that dick.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's
walking down the aisle with the dick. With the dick.
Not the person.
Not the person.
No,
the dick.
I've ceased to see their face.
They're meeting your mom's tickling his scrotum, meeting him for the first time.
Like, you have your first vacation together.
Uh-huh.
You see your dick children.
Yeah, carpool. There's dicks in the back.
You see your retirement with the dick.
Mm-hmm.
And that
you're
dick
in a wheelchair.
Is still pummeling you.
Yeah, you're in a wheelchair because you can't walk now. And that dick is just rolling you.
that your whole life flashes before your eyes. Yes, I have had that new dick experience.
That is a great feeling. I can't think of a lot of other things that are better.
You know what? That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
now that I just
new
called it.
Dick feeling.
Because I say, wonder if it'll always be like this. And then we're like then it finishes and I'm sitting there thinking, how the fuck can I get him out of my apartment as soon as possible?
Yeah.
How long do I have to rub his hair before he realizes I need to go to bed?
I need to go to bed.
Y'all, like, if you don't have a shot clock, I've become really good at mentioning things like, a sigh always means time's passed.
Wait, you do that on our show.
Yeah, now you're picking it up. It means I'm bored. And I go, It also a sigh means I've enjoyed myself. You can see yourself out.
Well, at least
because cuddling is okay. Cuddling is fine. I'm okay
it's
with
fine.
It.
Fine.
Just I don't want to lay there with jizz all over me for that long.
I mean, I'm a little more forward. I just say, hey, I've got a big day tomorrow, and which is kind of true. I am not going to sleep well in the bed if you're in the bed with me.
Oh, there's no question they're not. No. What are you saying? There's no question they're not sleeping here. They're just hanging out.
Okay. You've never had a guy who didn't get the hint?
They're like, so you're kicking, they're kicking me out? I said, yeah, I won't sleep. No, there's no sympathy at all.
Never a guy asked to stay?
Yeah, but I've completely shut him down.
When's the last time a guy stayed? I think you had someone last year. Right?
This
year's done.
When I date them, they stay. When I date them, they stay. If I'm going to fuck them on an app, if I meet them on an app, they don't stay the night.
I don't blame you.
That's like renting bowling shoes.
I used to be your roommate. You make too many noises in the morning clearing stuff. Now that we're 40, we make so many noises in the morning.
No, it's true.
Come at us if you're like, for like 10 minutes.
And when you like sit on the side of the bed, you're like,
I can't. You can't see that with me in the morning.
No, seriously. Hooking up is like renting bowling shoes. Why am I going to take home those fucking disgusting bowling shoes? It's already been with everybody else.
It's true.
I don't want it near me while I sleep.
Let's move on.
This is becoming very, very sex positive episode.
I know.
I'm very free with my opinions
tonight.
We're
keyed up, y'all.
Watch out.
The Sissy Squad's keyed up too because everybody saw Chris Evans' dick.
And y'all, here's the thing. If it's his dick, great. If it's not, great. Everyone has to admit, that's a beautiful cock.
It is.
That's like a cock that needs to go in the Tate Museum.
But that said, don't show pictures of dick on our Facebook page. That is what y'all can send whatever
Someone
you want in a private
message. Someone got reported yesterday for showing an actual outline of a dick in underwear. And I'm like, bitch!
We can't. We're not that type of group. And you can't share that on Facebook.
It'll get reported, and it also will shut our group down.
But if you want to share dick pics among friends, or you want to talk about it, that's fine.
We also don't have a problem if you want to share a carrot that looks remarkably like a cock.
That's fine.
That's fine. Not just an outline of a penis in underwear.
It's true.
Because that's dangerous. Because Mark Zuckerberg goes, no.
No. But if it's a potato, that kind of made you think twice. That's fine.
That's all fine. All fine and dandy.
Speaking of not thinking twice, it's, you know that Cure song would go like, it would be like, Monday starts and do, Tuesday, I'm in love. She wouldn't ever get to Friday.
She'd just stop.
Tuesday, I'm in love. Because she's in love.
She'd never get to Friday, I'm in love. You're right. She's like, Monday, I'm in love.
Monday, I'm in love. That's Darcy, y'all.
He's got it all.
So, yes, remember, they've only met twice. And
she's also crying in bed silently,
she's like,
y'all.
And he's like, just enjoy our last minutes together.
I'm sorry. If someone cried in bed with me the first time we had sex and it wasn't right after they came, That I could kind of be okay with.
Have you ever
the
cried
next
in sex? With a hookup?
No.
Not with some of you cared about. I've never done that, ever.
No.
Yeah, if you're kind of new to dating and someone starts crying, I'm just going to say, y'all, that's a red flag.
It's a red flag.
And they need to process that, and you need to give them space.
Yeah. I think sometimes, though,
I'm talking like new dating, not like you're in love with each other.
Sometimes, though, crying happens spontaneously if you've just,
that's
like...
That's true. You go through a month.
Some people, you come, and they're like...
Oh, you have cried during sex, and you're lying.
I've never done that. I've teared up before.
You,
because all my senses are fucking wired together, so I don't know what's gonna happen.
Okay, I'm retracting. Yeah,
you know, you're fucking me. I'm like, I smell almonds.
You're like, I smell almonds, pancakes.
Exactly.
That's poodle.
Not far off.
It's like, you know,
that's
like,
why it's a fucking merry-go-round.
You know when
they always want to ride twice.
It's true. It's like when they eat that star on Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, you're just like, woo! Anyway.
Where were we?
Okay, so, y'all, that's what's going on with them. Georgie looks hot.
She's going to totally run him off.
So, Stacey and Florian are at the gym, y'all.
And she's like, this first time in it, she's like, I am so happy to be back in gym. I go everything we reap everything. And she's like, you're all like Diesel. You're all so ripped. Yes, I am Moldo. Is that my phone?
He is a model.
I am Moldo.
He does say that. They're like doing all these.
Someone's asking to put Piano Cats on tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They should never know to text me. They should never know to text me. It's only go by app.
No, it's 10:01.
Yeah,
they don't know you're doing a late
it's
show.
It's the bitching hour.
It's true. So they're like, he's spotting her and working out, but he's like doing, first of all, y'all, I don't know if Florian has ever spotted anyone before because I'm not a gym person. He's doing a terrible job, and then he's trying to be romantic and kiss
and
her
he
while
kisses her.
Y'all, don't kiss someone else while they're holding weights. While they're holding weights, it could hurt them.
I don't feel like working out and kissing should be combined. If you touch me in any way that's romantic as I'm working out, I want to punch you in the face because I really don't enjoy working out.
I don't either. I mean, y'all, I can't tell you how much gay porn I've seen that started in a weight room. Can't tell you.
I need to spot you. Oh, you're looking really
good
there.
And then all of a sudden they're teabagging somebody while they're spotting them. I'm personally not into it because, again, I don't think of lifting weights as sexual.
Wow. Your body looks really good today. Y'all, that never happens.
Never. I mean, maybe.
If you're thinking two guys just like hook up in an apartment complex gym, doesn't happen.
Oh, no. I think that's happened because gyms are like gay church.
No, like an apartment complex.
Oh,
no,
maybe.
Like, no, guys hook up in the steam room.
Oh, if you're staying at an apartment complex, you live at the Roy or whatever it's called. And
Roy?
I drove by an apartment complex called the Roy, and I went, that's a terrible.
I've heard the Royale.
No, just the Roy,
maybe
R-O-Y.
It's King.
No, it was just the Roy. It was be like the Carl.
Carl? You know they got an apartment complex named after you?
The Carl.
Carl, why are you going to the weight room by yourself?
And why are you inviting our next door neighbor, Bill?
Yeah.
So it's this really awkward, like,
it's
she's doing CrossFit
gym.
Ropes. And she's like, I want him to like store a bit of that strength for that. Like, we're gonna like have some passion tonight.
He's like lifting her up when you do pull ups.
Yes, my angel.
Like, you catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall.
And so then that she brings up L.A.
Yeah,
and he's like, when soon? Why so much soon?
I understand you go, but Darcy, no, follow Darcy. Darcy push. She push you. I know, like, push. Yep. Darcy pressure so much so fast. She's so fast, Darcy.
I think he doesn't like Darcy. What do you think, Poodle?
Darcy push. 90 days to marry. I don't need to spend time with Darcy push.
Yeah, y'all, he's not here for it.
Darcy push.
That's basically, yeah. And then they just end
squash it.
Squash it. Thank you.
And then he freaks the fuck out, y'all.
Like in the testimonial, Darcy's like, I don't know what I said. Or Stacy said, I don't know what I said wrong.
Slow. We no need
it. He's like, I fucking done. Anyway.
I don't need Darcy be boss.
I'm just going to say this now. I've decided I don't like Florian.
He's a dick.
I don't think he's good for Stacy. I'm afraid he's going to hit her.
You know, he has that impulse. I feel I see that impulse,
and
too.
And I don't like it, and I'm standing now and saying, yeah. Darcy, get her the fuck away from him.
Boo-boo. We've been 5 years together.
Although, if I was that hungry, I probably would be pretty pissed off, too.
My angel.
Oh, I got a hiccup.
My bear.
He's such a creep, y'all. And which makes me sad, because in the season with Tom, he was just this weird, like, freakish sprite I could make fun of. Now that he's real.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
I don't get it.
So let's go to Darcy is hanging out with the parents. The parents are so normal that it's almost disappointing.
I was watching her talk to her mom, Nancy. And I
want mom to be like, hey, how's it going?
I want mom to be like you want their mom to be almost like, what's her name from Smothered? Kathy and Christina.
You do.
You want her, you think she's going to be like that. Or even like Mary. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But she's not. She's
so low key.
Her mom is like so many moms in Oklahoma. Her mom reminds me of our friend Sissy's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like, I admire what she's done for her family. You know, she's a good relationship with her dad. I still think, like, my mom's kind of in love with her, but my dad. And the dad basically says, she tells about going to L.A. Dad's like, I don't like L.A. Before, I was an investor and an advisor, and I'm not going to do that again. And Darcy's like, yeah, okay.
I mean, basically, he says they kind of lost interest and just didn't really...
Because they were focusing on their music careers with numbers like Lock My Number.
Well, you know, Mike said, Florian even said this, and Mike said this, and I think there's some a big kernel of truth in this. Darcy seems very much, what is the thing of now?
Yeah.
And let's jump on it, and we've got to do it right now.
Yeah, she's always, she rushes into everything.
And doesn't really think about it. And then
like love.
And probably loses interest in it.
Yeah, it's such a specific personality type of...
Because Stacy is not like that. She's way more cautious.
It's such a personality type of a neediness and someone who needs someone to take care of them that they do that. It's for attention.
And also, I agree with that. And I'm wondering, because to me there feels, I don't know if you see it, of Darcy has that little bit of... always needing excitement.
Yeah.
Or always needing something to look forward to or something to work.
Yep.
Even like when she narrates, she's like, oh, need a little bit of sugar. I have sugar. It's like she's got to
she does
like,
say that.
It's like she's got to like.
Hungry. Sugar.
Put something exciting in the story. I don't know.
So she also wants to go to LA to show, gotta show my girls. They can be empowered.
I mean, strong mom. Gotta rebuild House of 11.
But dad is basically like, my grandchildren are the most important to me.
He's attractive to me,
and,
too.
And but she still says, you know, you can't fail if you follow your heart.
She followed your gut and your heart.
Now, honestly, Darcy has followed her heart how many times?
How many times? And how many times has it been successful, Darcy?
Yeah.
So we're not saying don't follow your heart.
I don't think I'd follow Darcy's heart.
I think don't follow your heart. Follow Stacy's heart.
Yeah. Or
maybe
something.
Follow Mike's.
I feel like she's not listening to her heart. She may just be listening to her chooch.
you know what? It's worse. Darcy follows her fear.
Oh, that's so true.
She really does. With her men, she probably feels like nothing's happening.
Afraid that she'll be single forever.
Like she's doing well with 90 Day. Like she's like,
that
I need to make
so
a...
true. Thank you.
I've got to make House of 11 big while I have the chance because it's going to go away and we're not going to have the chance.
That is very, very well thought out. Thank
you. That is... poor... Y'all, never make a decision based off of fear. You know why? Because you will always... not always, but
it will always limit you.
95% of the time, you'll regret it.
Yeah. And it's always closing off options instead of opening to them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
I like options. Who's that? I like options. I mean, I like Ethiopia, but I like my options. I haven't missed her once. Still my least favorite person on this season. And it's so weird.
We're talking about Ari.
Ari from The Other Way. From episode one, I was like, why do I hate this person so much?
Because she's
Something about her.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, I actually was...
I like Epton's.
I thought about you today because... y'all, Poodle needed a new fan and a filter, so I went to the Dyson store because
y'all,
I had a credit and it didn't cost me a lot.
Someone just needs a caretaking Sunday.
It did. And it didn't cost me a lot. And so we got a credit, so it was like way cheaper and blah, blah, blah. So, because normally I wouldn't spend that much on a fan, but we needed a fan. And one of our sissies, I'm going to say Isla. Isla.
Just say her first name.
Oh, sorry. That's her first name.
Okay.
Who works at the Dyson store sold me the fan, and she knew 90 Day Gays. But she actually said a good point. She said, I just wish they could switch. She said, I wish Happily Ever After was an hour. She's like, and I could do 2 hours of Toe.
I could too.
And I was like, you were so right.
Toe is compelling.
And I said,
it might be the hour length, though.
I said, it might be. I said, who do you like on Happily Ever After? And she went,
No one. She likes the gays. Oh, you mean Happily Ever After?
No, yeah, they're on The Other Way.
Oh, God.
But then we started talking about the gays and Cheese Stick.
I mean, Kalani is my favorite. I think she's the heart of the show on Happily Ever After.
I love Kalani, y'all.
But everybody else, you know.
Kalani, if you're listening, we love you. We're proud for you.
Kalani, if you would... You were like the only person I would think of we would like to talk to, and we could be friends with you.
Everybody, we'd be friends with her. I'd
fuck Andre. Just putting that out there.
Oh, yeah. She liked Andre, too. I was like, I know
why. There are some people who aren't fans of Andre, but, you know, wake up.
Because it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Anyway, so Mike ends up giving the blessing for them to go to L.A., and so what
he,
better
he definitely gotta, won't be investing, as he says, though.
And so, you know what, and we should, because I remember,
let's take a break.
We're going to take a break real quick, and then we're going to talk about the tanning. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best
best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
So now, just let you soak
So just imagine two ewe sheep who need to be shorn.
Okay.
And we kind of throw them out in bikinis, and then two other women are going to like spray them down, hose them down. That's kind of what this whole thing feels like. It's weird.
I wonder what the neighbors are just wondering, looking, you know, they're looking
through
the window.
Out on the lawn, and of these basically chickens as human beings. They're doing a lot of those fraggle movements like
they are.
Wait a minute.
They are. They even, as they say, we're going to LA. I want the old, in with the new. New hair.
They've got fresh extensions. They got to get their spray tans on.
So they lay out this piece of plastic that they're going to get spray
tanned
on.
Which looks like a slip and slide.
It does. I loved, and we had a hill that was in our front yard. It was perfect.
A boy I went to school with got his whole on one of those little got his whole like chest torn up from a thing on a slip and slide one time.
I don't think they're very safe.
They're not.
I mean, you've got to have really good grass and like,
yep.
Which we did.
Yeah, you have to really make sure it's in the grass.
Yes. Yeah. Not on the dirt.
He got his chest torn up.
We always ruined like bad.
I don't know if it's scarred, but I remember him coming to school and saying,
I was at Miss Kay Flowers' house. My chest got it scratched me.
Do they even sell slip and slides anymore?
I think they're really dangerous. They're like trampolines when kids like jump off and break their necks.
Okay, so yeah,
the dog downstairs is barking again, y'all. What the fuck?
So they're doing bronzer, and they lay this plastic thing out, and then they decide to lay down, and they're doing some exercises, y'all.
They're doing some bridges to get their butts.
Yeah, bridges. And they're like, Stacey's like, Darcy's like, oh, gotta get her butt. LA butt. Gotta get it together. Oh, Stace.
Looks like
Stace, getting shaved.
Looks like you got some Mrs. flyways there. You got some flyways. You got some scraggles.
Wait, me. My scrabbles.
She's like, our boobs are too big.
My scrabbles.
Sometimes she misses a spot. Got a couple scraggles.
I can't see my cooch.
And
so when I'm shaving.
What you didn't see was if the camera had zoomed in. We are the Scraggles. We are on Stacy's coochie. We are the Scraggles. Sometimes she misses him. Oochie, oochie. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Sometimes she gets some Scraggles.
Whoa.
Barbecue sauce.
Episode 1, Bronzing in the Sun.
Hey, hi there. How are you?
Hi, Ponzi. How are you doing? Being the Scrabble life. Look at you over on that right thigh.
I'm good. I'm just like wanting, you know, I'm going to work all the time these days.
Really?
All I can do really is just look after my own little garden, really.
Really?
And you know what? How are you doing? How are you doing, Lily? Lillian?
Well, Ponce, I'm really tired of that guy with the penis that keeps going by us, telling us to shut up and be quiet and behave ourselves.
He's kind of like, oh, Stacy, I don't like it when you don't shave, old dear.
I hope we don't get shorn away, though. I love you, Ponzi.
I know. I kind of like just being here right above her pubic area and just kind of hanging out. We're like flyaways. We're rebels, really.
Yeah.
This is weird.
And
that was the installment of the Scraggles.
The Scrap.
An animated series.
Was it Scraggles or Scrabbles?
Scragglers.
I think Scraggles. It's Scrabbles.
No, she said Scraggles.
Oh, I guess my computer autocorrects to Scrabbles.
So, y'all, Steven said it. So these Scraggles are just like hanging out with, I assume they're right above her bikini line.
You know what? It happens.
It happens. I just
it's
love it that,
shaving
that she called them Scraggles, and it sounded like an animated series to me.
That's why you go to a waxer or a sugar.
And their boobs are too big, so they can't
y'all,
see them.
If your skin bothers by wax, go to sugaring or get it lasered or get it electro.
Isn't that what you do with your back hair?
Yeah, it's great.
And why don't you do it as much?
Because it hurts. Hurts great. A lot. And no one sees it. I don't care.
Maybe it's just about you, how it feels for you.
It's on my back. I don't see it. It's also not dark. I think if I had like dark black, but it's like light and blonde, so it's there, but you don't see it. It's not like I have a friend who's Armenian and it like looks like he's wearing a fur jacket.
Yeah, I'm not into back hair.
Doesn't bother me of any kind. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Come at us what you do with your husband's back hair.
You know what?
They have a shaver now.
If you have an 8-inch
dick.
I've
seen it on Instagram.
If you have an 8-inch dick, I don't care what's on your back.
I look past a lot.
Yeah. I'm fine with whatever you got on your back. You could have a picture of your mom riding a pig that says, Mama, and I'd let you fuck me.
Or it's like, remember when Ben Affleck had that horrible back tattoo?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
If you had a shitty back tattoo and you had an 8-inch dick, it's amazing what you can look past.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So they go off on this tangent. We also find great tea, y'all. Well, first of all, they get bronze. Raina and Debbie come over.
Of course.
And they're bronzing
Raina,
them.
Raina, I'm going to spray tan you.
They're spraying them. And basically, that's kind of where we see Raina's like, yeah, you look good, Darcy. You look happy, like something a missile just kind of went between your legs and just made you go, golly, I'm alive. You meet somebody, so and we find out.
Basically, Darcy tells them that she had slept with Georgie, and Stacey's like, God, I'm chasing a little bit.
Yeah,
God.
And Darcy's like, well, not like I'm just, there's feelings there. There's something starting.
And Stacey's like,
starting.
And they're all like, I kind of miss single Darcy.
What do you mean?
So they're, you
what
guys.
What do you mean single Darcy?
They're always, know that with Darcy and Stacey.
She never left to me.
They're always trying to destroy whatever is an impending relationship because it takes away from their codependency. That they have,
mm-hmm.
that they desperately need to keep that circle alive.
It's like Liam and Laura from season one of Toe, but this is way more entertaining.
Because, exactly.
And they're a lot prettier to look at than freaky deaky Liam.
Because honestly, Darcy completely wishes Florian were dead. Because that means Stacey would be her compatriot, and if Darcy wants to get married first.
The best thing to happen to Stacey and Darcy, they literally need, and I'm sure they've done this before, they need to meet like brothers at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way.
That's how it's going to work for both of them.
God, that'd be perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd always say like, gave me this ring. And if anything was different.
No.
It would
they
be.
They would need a plan. But the thing is, Darcy kind of wants it that way. Stacey does not.
She does. She wants
her own thing.
She's like, I want my moment. And so she's trying to like, do her own train with the she wants to have her own princess wedding. I don't know if Stacey's ever lived up to the dream she had for herself. Because I think Stacey
has a lot of regrets.
She does. Yeah.
Darcy, I don't focus on those.
Well,
I keep
she's
going
not,
strong.
Yeah, she's not. She's had so much trauma in her life.
She can't.
She can't even regret.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's always looking future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stacey's lives a little more in the now.
I bet if you talk to Stacey, I bet it's actually even more past. Well, I don't know. Put them in a session. Where's that therapist again? Oh, yeah, Darcy only went once, and she was cured. So they do all the bronzing stuff, and the Debbie and Rainer are like, I love you, but don't rush. Darcy's right. Like, I never changed. I thought I was always the same. And they're like, no.
No.
And then it's time to pack for L.A.
Darcy's hungry, so she's eating some red vines. And Stacy comes in with her wedding
red
dress.
Red vines or Twizzlers?
I don't know. Whatever's cheapest at Costco.
No, for you.
You know, it's weird. I would go.
We're about to really split apart our audience right after
this. This is going to be so polarizing.
So, y'all, don't yell at each other about fucking Twizzlers and red vines. Just say, oh, okay, good for you.
This is going to so sound like a yes and answer.
Oh, God.
And like I'm straddling both things, but I prefer Twizzlers at the movies, but red vines when I'm in a theater show and for Tech Week. You always get a thing of red vines, or your stage manager
red
does.
Vines, they always have them on sets at filming as
well. Yeah, it's like a little quick sugar rush.
Yes.
But like if I'm going to go to the movies, do you remember chocolate Twizzlers?
No.
Chocolate Twizzlers are delicious.
I didn't know. That's what my boyfriend likes Twizzlers.
Chocolate Twizzlers?
No, he likes Twizzlers at the movie. Maybe he did. I don't know. But he loves Twizzlers. Not red vines. Twizzlers at the movies.
They hurt your teeth. Twizzlers are harder to chew.
I'm a Twizzlers fan. I kind of can't stand red vines at all.
Then people are going to come for your head.
I'll eat them, but it's like...
People are going to come for your fucking head.
It's like...
You've never been part of a show at Tech Week then, because no, red vines should be in your blood.
No, I have, but in how many film sets have I been? Like, every single set. So, like, they're nostalgic to me, but I think they taste stale and just gross.
Everyone come for him. Because he's wrong.
Sorry.
He's wrong.
I just don't care for them.
He's wrong. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong.
Twizzlers makes mouth happy.
You know what? Twizzlers really hurts my mouth when I chew.
Well,
no one gives a fuck. Let's move on.
I'm just waiting for you to get past it.
Anyway, so...
I love it when you get on a soapbox and then you realize...
No, you baited me.
No, you're
you
the one that went on.
Completely baited
and
me.
And then you get angry that you went off on this tangent.
You made me care about it. And I really don't. Because y'all, in this world, in most problems, there's a wrong way and there's a right way. And I'm here to tell you most of the right ways. I will say, Twizzlers, red vines, it's both okay.
I'm like Brene Brown. I don't want to be right. I want to get it right.
Don't bring Brene Brown into this. How dare you? I love her, and I will not be. And she would have a problem with you judging me.
Yeah.
She'd come right for you.
Yeah, you don't judge me at all. Let's just rewind 30 seconds.
Can you imagine if we had Brene Brown on the show?
She would love us.
I think she would.
I would love her too.
Y'all, someone, if you know Brene Brown, reach out.
Brene Brown is not going to come on our show, but I love that you're going to think about that.
No, I just would love to be in some kind of place with her where we'd have so much fun with her.
I would love her.
Y'all, if you haven't listened to Brene Brown's podcast, Unlocking Us, you're missing out. It will make your fucking quarantine.
She actually just, The Gifts of Imperfection, her first book. That's
God,
great.
I love that book.
It just came out the 10th anniversary. And she just did a new forward for it. And if you listen on Audible, this is actually Brene reading it.
Y'all, I'm a big, I know this is going to be such a shock. I'm a big perfectionist person. And so that book.
Who isn't, though? People that... I feel like so many people...
Thanks for minimizing.
No, I meant to make... I didn't mean to minimize you, defensive Denise. I meant to make you feel like this is a shared experience with a lot of people.
It is. It's...
I'm a perfectionist. And it's great. She talks a lot in that book about the difference of perfectionism, though. And I think something we...
And excelling. It's very different.
And the difference of striving for success.
Yeah, very different.
So,
perfectionism is a negative feeling almost always.
I know, but I think sometimes we get those things confused.
Let's
let's stop being so touchy-feely. Let's move on.
But so, speaking of touchy-feely, Darcy and Stacey worked at Hooters, and they got good tips. I love this. I love when we find out little things about them.
Also, it's like, have you ever done anything that wasn't similar? And Stacey worked. I worked as a grocery store cashier, and Darcy's was a McDonald's job.
Worked at McDonald's. Welcome to McDonald's. I was a drive-thru girl. Have a cute little headset. Talk to guys. I was like,
welcome to McDonald's. We've got a number one meal with a cheeseburger. We've got a number two meal with a Big Mac, medium fries, and medium drink. We've got a number three meal with a small fry and...
you sound pretty.
My phone number. Love me. Love me!
She said that
okay,
she got
just drive right up.
She said that she got tips at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Some people do.
I
unless
guess.
She stole the change from Ronald McDonald House, thinking it was for her.
When it was there, I thought it was for me.
When I was a child, I was like trying to get into that, like trying to put my finger in that and like trying to like get into that, and my mother saw me do it, like she's like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Do you know what that's for? That's for kids who have no house. And you're trying to get their money." She embarrassed me in front of the whole restaurant. She's like, "You have a house. Why would you take change from children who didn't?"
I'm so glad you've been to therapy and talked about your mother. Really.
I can totally laugh at it now. Because it was so shaming and ridiculous. She literally read me in front of all McDonald's employees.
That is horribly
employees.
Sad. That makes me sad.
I'm fine.
Like, my mom would just say, "Matthew, don't touch that. It's not for you." And I'd say, "Okay, Mama."
She was doing it as a teaching moment. And for me to realize...
I think your mother, speaking of confusing terms, confuses teaching and shaming.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, for her, that Y'all, was a way of establishing mores.
It is lucky that Poodle can even come out of a dark room into the light some days.
It's true.
So they go on the story, but y'all, they're real. Stacy brings over her wedding dress
that she bought in Albania with Florian's sister.
Yes.
And so that's why she doesn't want to tell Darcy.
She does once her own thing. And I think now's a time that we like to call... Darcy and Stacy Theater.
Almost. You like how I started and I jumped down to the harmony and let you finish it.
Yeah, I could do the harmony next time if you want.
Let's
Why
say
would
no.
do it now? Do the harmony.
Okay. I'll do the melody.
Okay.
One, two, three. Went about as well as I could have expected. You can only do a high harmony. Only. You can't do an alto line. I don't think it's funny at all.
Okay.
Y'all, I do not like musical excellence, especially when someone comes at me with amateurism. And that's what that was. So let's jump into this. So we're taking Stacy's poofy, sparkly wedding dress out of her suitcase somehow.
And scene.
Okay, help me get it out of the suitcase.
Why did the suitcase? I got it in Albania.
Stop talking about my suitcase.
Cheap suitcase, cheap dress. That's what they say.
Anyway.
Have you heard that saying? Cheap suitcase, cheap
look
dress.
Look at it. Look at
I
it.
I didn't just make it up.
Look at it. It's like, look at it. It's like really nice. Oh. It's very sparkly.
Oh.
It's what I wanted. I mean, it's very princess.
I mean, I can tell it's couture. It's couture.
Yeah, it's couture. You bet your ass it's couture.
I mean, it's a little poofy.
I mean, like.
It's got a lot of poofs.
It's very, very Albanian. And Florian wants somebody in like.
It's a pretty princess ball dress, but I don't know. I mean, you're a princess. You got your tits. You got your hair.
You know, it's my dress, and I want to wear it.
You got those scrabbles. I don't know if princesses have scrabbles.
Hey! What are you talking about? I won't be Milan.
fine down here. It's okay if I'm a flyaway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you're going to look like Miss Piggy.
What?
I mean, you're going to look real pretty.
That's better.
Yeah. Just thought you'd want to fit it to your body.
Anyway, we need to get some lashes. Put on lashes.
Okay.
And scene. Yeah, she basically tried to take her down, y'all.
It's interesting because we normally, Darcy is, or Stacy is much kind of more passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. She got really.
Got really defensive.
Really defensive, kind of out of nowhere.
Yep. Well, she basically, this is the wedding dress she bought in Albania because it fit Florian's idea of what he wanted as a wedding dress.
Yes. What did you think of it? I mean, it's hard to see. We didn't see it on. I like the top. It was much more understated. I thought she would show the tits.
It's a little bougie basic.
I don't like the kind of cascading poofs at the bottom.
It's very big. It's very big. And I think, though, she wants to she's trying to meld Florian's culture with hers.
I think she's going to end up getting another dress.
Possibly, yeah.
We wouldn't have seen it. Come on.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have carried her wedding dress in that suitcase.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone putting a wedding dress in a suitcase, y'all.
I've been a man of honor at our...
At least four weddings.
And the thing that...
You're like token fag on at least five weddings.
The way you have to carry that goddamn dress is like fucking...
I'm so glad you would not do that now. You would not... You'd say, you know what? I don't have time to do that.
I think they're all married. Anybody I would be... a man of honor for. Can't really. Oh no, my friend Lori, I would do that.
Yeah, she's different.
But she has her sister, so she can't be.
She doesn't want more traditional way. She doesn't want to do gay man of honor.
No, she would. She wouldn't care. I don't think she'd do a big wedding. Why are we talking about this?
Even I'm like gross.
I don't think I wouldn't do it.
You know I would have a wedding.
Do it for you.
I would have a wedding like Christine.
I would be your man of honor.
There would be no bitches, nobody up there but me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I wouldn't do a black and make everyone wear white, though. Speaking of, I'm just going to say, Selling Sunset, we just did for our last Bicurious.
Yeah, it's fun.
That was the most polarizing thing we have ever done. People on our Patreon said,
I didn't see where everybody hated
this show. I hate this show. But then I had in the same thing, look at our Patreon, look at
the
comments. But at
the
same time, people came at me on my Instagram and says, I know people are hating on this, but I fucking love this show. And I loved every moment of the show because I loved how fake it was. Yes, people are gross on it. But know that they're sticking to their own tropes.
It bored me and I felt like it was a waste of my time to watch it.
Well,
but I had fun with you talking about it because it's stupid. But I mean, like, if it was...
Tell me how you really feel next
time.
Well,
you did. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's just a... But if I had to watch it on my own, like, to watch it...
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing in my life?
I still kind of loved it.
No, good for you.
I love self... Like, when you know things are so fake, I love it.
Yeah, that just... I don't know.
Anyway, basically, Darcy's worried that Stacey's going to be distracted by her wedding and her fiance and...
Not focused on House of 11.
And she's like, let's make shit happen. So then, y'all, we're not going to talk about this a whole lot, but Dad basically brought them in and said, y'all, coronavirus is happening all in California. And it got real. And then the two twins just kind of stared at their dad and let him tell them about... Because they obviously haven't watched the newscast in weeks.
Darcy's like, well, I haven't really caught up with the news. I've been... trying to live my best life and, you know, leave with my heart. Can't leave with your heart when you're depressed by the news. You know? I mean, I probably should. I really do like watching Katie Couric. Darcy, Katie Couric's not in the news anymore.
Oh, Matt Lauer?
Oh, what? Matt Lauer. No, he...
Ann Curry. I love that Ann Curry.
And Dan Rather. Dan Rather. His wife, Connie Chung. She's great. Darcy. Walter Cronkite.
Harvey Levin on TMZ.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Lisa Ling, Channel 1. She was great.
So basically, y'all, they're going to be grounded because they're not going to L.A.
This was eerie to watch.
It was hard to watch.
Because what was eerie is we all went through this. How bad is this? How much is this going to be? So they talk about it for like 10 minutes, and it is like relatable to see the reaction. But
it was so weird for me. Like,
put your phone down. Piano Cat can wait.
It was so weird for me, like, because we came back from China, like, the very end of January. And basically, I had the month of February to kind of reacclimate. I quarantined for about 2 weeks. And then, in two more weeks, we were quarantined for good.
Yeah.
So, it's been weird. It's been a weird year. Very, very weird. I think we're going to look back and saying, 2020, remember that shit? What did we do? How did we make it?
My heart just goes out to everybody because
we're doing the best we can.
But we're all going through it together.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people's lives, and you might think some people around you lives are going better than yours. Some people, it's all rises and falls.
Yeah, and
keep taking it day
by
day.
Everyone's going through shit. Yep. Just know that y'all, whatever you do, and you, what you just said, don't compare yourself to anybody else.
Well, to quote Brené, comparison is what? She talked, comparison is by what she studied, is the thief of joy.
Yes. I remember reading that.
There cannot be joy when there is comparison.
Yep.
At all.
Because you're literally putting your own worth up against something else.
Yep.
Yeah.
She talked about that a lot of social media and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Because, one of my friends just got this big commission from a theater.
Mm.
And it was announced, and he was like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I feel like I just had something. We were in the same place about 3 years ago, and he's had something show up. And I was like, okay, good for you. Good for you. But really, I was like, I want it, you bitch. You're talentless.
Wasn't meant for you. You wouldn't be doing this.
And you know what?
And as you just said before we started this show, you said, I really love doing this because I feel like I'm helping people.
And you know what? Fuck him. That grant was like $5,000. Fuck him.
Well, I'm glad you send in an offer of love. Maybe you need to listen to a little more Brené Brown. Y'all, if you are for our West Coast, not just California, but for our Oregonian sissies and our Washington sissies and all of our sissies that are dealing with fire. You know, we're
thinking about you guys.
You know, Jonathan Gibbons, his family's cabin burned down.
Oh.
It's gone. So we've got.
What about Corey, the Mill A and Mill B and all that up
so
there?
So we've got people that are going through it. I'm doing this segment on Portland Afternoon Live again this Friday. So tune into that. We'll see.
Jesus.
I'm not going up there.
You're not going
up
there.
No, it's Skype. But anyway, for our West Coast, all of our West Coast sissies, you know, I do highly recommend Brené Brown. If you're feeling, I think a lot of people that can't get out right now because of fires are more anxious than normal.
Yep.
So tune into
Unlocking us.
And you know what? Or whatever. Some good porn. Whatever you need. You get it done.
There's so much porn out there, y'all.
The thing is, the most important thing you can remember in life is what Darcy and Stacey taught us, is that if you're not getting what you want in your life, what do you do, Poodle?
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life.
every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.